connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by CarShield.com. Whether you're headed to Grandma's house or back in the carpool lanes or driving the daily commute, or on the road for a weekend getaway, the last thing you need in your life is an unexpected car repair costing hundreds, even thousands to fix. Which is why we suggest getting extended vehicle service protection from CarShield. A new water pump could set you back $500. Replacing an AC in your car can cost as much as $1,500. New engine, over $5,000. So get covered by CarShield, the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection. It's affordable protection that can save you thousands for a covered repair. And it's not just mechanical repairs. Your car's computer, GPS, electronics, and more. Even a simple repair to a sensor can cost over $1,000 these days. You can have your favorite mechanic or dealership do the work, and CarShield will get the mechanic paid directly. No hassles, no worries about your being reimbursed. Sign up today and you'll get the VIP treatment from CarShield's administrators, including 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is in the shop. Save yourself from high repair bills. Get covered by CarShield before something goes wrong. Call 800-CAR-6100. Mention my name, promo code Rudy, R-U-D-Y, to save 10%, or you can log on to carshield.com and use promo code Rudy to save 10% as well. You can also find the link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. There is endless fascination with that part of the world that so few of us see, which is to say under the sea. You know the last name Cousteau. My next guest is the grandson of Jacques Cousteau, who started this family empire of seagoers. Philippe Cousteau joins me with his wife, Ashlyn Cousteau. And they're exploring the sea in a different way, and you can watch them doing it on the Travel Channel with their new adventure series called Caribbean Pirate Treasure. I got to say, Philippe and Ashlyn, I mean, that's a great title. Who doesn't love pirate treasure?
Agreed. It's very self-explanatory. When we ask people what the show's about, we say, exactly what the title says.
Yeah. Now, are you going in search of it, or are you bringing to the viewers pirate treasure that's already been found?
Well, the whole idea of the show is searching, and we're searching not, you know, for us, treasure has a broad and a definition. We're really looking at the history and the mysteries of all of the stories that we grew up with. I mean, you know, being children of the 80s, we love movies like The Goonies and, you know, in, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, from the old rides in Disney to back in the day to the, you know, the movie franchise that has captured people's imaginations all over the world. And we said, you know, why don't we investigate these stories? And so certainly we're looking for a lot of the treasure that's been left behind, and we find some amazing things, but it's as much about the adventure, the high adventure of looking and learning about the history of these mm-hmm. incredible people who, you know, were the scourge of literally the seven seas. You know, some of these pirates traveled from the Caribbean all the way to the Indian Ocean. So it's some pretty amazing stories.
And also, just to, like Philippe said, you know, to dig in the lives of these people, the everyday lives. I think one of the funnest things that we get to find is when we find everyday items, like a spoon. And just to this 350-year-old spoon and who had last used it, you know, what these ships were like when they actually sank. I mean, it's quite incredible.
We always hear about pirate treasure that's, you know, at the bottom of the sea. Did any pirates ever manage to get their treasure onto the land and live well?
Yeah, and actually some pirates even buried their treasure on land. The famous book, Treasure Island, was actually based upon stories that had happened on an island off of Tortola called Norman Island. And all of that treasure was actually buried on the island. Most of it has actually been found of that specific pirate. But yeah, many of the treasures are actually on land. And we joke because as we were doing the research for the show, we realized the best pirates were the ones that we have never heard of, because they're
right.
The ones that did not get caught.
They got away with it.
Did not get hanged. Exactly. They were the ones that got to sneak down to South America with millions in gold and live normal, happy lives.
Well, it's good to know the crime does pay sometimes. Philippe, so you're focusing on the Caribbean. Do you have your own? I'm sorry, I haven't seen the show. Do you have your own vessel?
No, we jump around. I mean, we're moving around pretty quickly and into so many of the beautiful different islands. I mean, the settings there are so spectacular. And you know, for us, it's really been amazing to be in a place where there's a tourist beach and people are having cocktails, and then you get on a boat and you go around the corner to a secluded cove, and right there is this incredible history where battles between pirates and the English or the French happened, you know, 300 years ago, and massive ships were sunk, and there's cannons all over the place, and anchors, and, you know, artifacts, and, I mean, it's just around the corner from where people are hanging out on their holiday.
Having a Mai Tai, right?
That being said, we should acknowledge, you know, a lot of our good friends that we worked with, thank goodness everyone we worked with is okay, but just our hearts go out to everybody that from Irma and the destruction down there and in many of the places we were filming, it's just been awful.
Yeah.
Agreed. My guests are Philippe and his wife, Ashlyn Cousteau. I say that so you don't think they're brother or sister. Philippe is the grandson of Jacques Cousteau, and Ashlyn is a special correspondent for Entertainment Tonight, formerly with E! News. And she has traveled and dived with nuclear sharks. What are nuclear sharks?
Yeah. Actually, last year we did a special for Shark Week on Discovery Channel. So funny saying Travel Channel and then just switch to Discovery. But yes, we actually went out to the Marshall Islands, which is where the U.S. did all of our nuclear testing during the Cold War. Yeah, so it was absolutely amazing.
So we're talking to Philippe. I'm talking to Philippe and Ashlyn Cousteau because of their new adventure series on Travel Channel called Caribbean Pirate Treasures. Now, Philippe, do you wear as much eye makeup as Johnny Depp does when you're out there in the sea?
As much as Ashlyn tries to get me to put on some eye makeup, I don't.
I thought you were a fun guy.
Great and a man liner.
She's interviewed Johnny Depp many times and is a big fan. So, yes, she definitely brought it up, but I so far refused. Maybe for Halloween.
Now, do you two, I know obviously you're diving, but are you two filming? Or are you being filmed while you're diving?
Yeah, we're the host, so we're in front of the camera. In one of the episodes, I'm out in a small little tender, so I took a camera with me and did some of the filming because there was no room for a cameraman. But mostly we're in front of the camera. But we're also involved on the production side and kind of the creative side as well. So that's been a lot of fun to work with the team at Travel and Critical Content. And, you know, it's a lot of fun because two of the places that we go and visit are places that my grandfather went to, Belize and the Silver Bank off the Dominican Republic. And we actually, in the Silver Bank episode, we find, after days of searching, using some old maps that I had of his, a wreck that that was lost, but he found 50 years ago and was lost again.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's been terrific. A lot of people, you know, associate my grandfather with conservation and traveling around the world, and he was he was a great leader in the conservation world and exploration. But when he started out, it was really, you know, he was pioneering underwater archaeology in the Mediterranean. He went searching for wrecks and went searching for treasure and Roman and Greek ships back in the Mediterranean. And then he actually went searching for things like the Concepcion, famous treasure wreck in the Caribbean. So, you know, my grandfather was as much curious about mysteries and pirates as anyone else. And so it's been a lot of fun to follow in his footsteps in a few of the places that we've gone to and searching for some of the things that he was looking for. So it's been a great way to connect to that other side of the legacy.
And to listeners, I'd like to say, if you're ever lucky enough to be in Monaco, do visit the museum there, the Sea Oceanographic Museum there.
Yes.
that Philippe's grandfather started. Did you know your grandfather, Philippe?
I did. I was fortunate enough. My father, Philippe Sr., passed away 6 months before I was born, unfortunately.
But my
grandfather was around till I was about 17, so I got to know him pretty well.
And Ashlyn, have you been a water baby for a long time?
I have been in the water since I was a tiny little kid. My parents used to say that I used to try to go swimming in puddles after it rained. And I was a lifeguard when I was, you know, the day that I turned 15, I signed up to be a lifeguard. I've always loved the water. And that, I think, is what brought Philippe and I immediately together the first night we were hanging out, because we talked about scuba diving, how I had always wanted to go.
What else are you going to talk to Philippe Cousteau about? I mean, what are you going to talk about?
Exactly. I know.
It was great because we've been dating for a couple of weeks, and Ashlyn's 30th was coming up the following year, and we were just talking about birthdays and things like that. And I said, well, what would you want for your 30th birthday? And she said, well, I want to dive with great white sharks. And now this is the woman who is hosting the Oscars and doing events with red carpets and celebrities here for E! News and all this great stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, she's going to want something glamorous, something amazing. I was not expecting her to say, I want to go diving with great white sharks. And I was like, well, that is something I can help you with.
That's so right. You have, look perfect. No further, Ashlyn, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We got 5 seconds left, you guys. When does the show air? How many segments have you done, and how long is each segment? Real fast.
Half-hour show, 13 episodes. The show is airing on Wednesday nights after Expedition Unknown, and reruns on the weekends in the mornings, and then again on, let's see, it was Sunday nights, but now the football season has been pushed. So I think Wednesday nights and throughout the week, really. We're doing lots of reruns.
Philippe and Ashlyn Cousteau, thank you so much for dropping by. Appreciate it. Good luck with your future shoots.
A pleasure.
We'll be right back here in Rudy Max's World with the Carries right after this break.
Join Rudy Max's World with the Carries by calling 800-387-8025. Access the show anytime at rudymaxa.com. We'll be right back.